We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Some more areas of New York City lost power early today. About 5:15, the lights went out on the Upper East Side, the Upper West Side, and in Harlem. Con Ed says it was a problem with its transmission system. The power was restored in less than an hour. But in parts of Queens, same problem. Let's check in now with our Samantha Liebman in Middle Village.
Yes, and Larry, this is going on much longer than what happened in Manhattan. This started, according to people here, around the same time as what happened in Manhattan, but it's still going on, despite Council Speaker Corey Johnson tweeting out that the power was restored. It has not been restored, at least not in parts of Middle Village. I'm on Metropolitan Avenue and 71st Street, and it has not been restored. And cars are just flying through the broken or the depowered traffic light here. You're supposed to stop and treat it as a red light or a stop sign. But businesses here are suffering because they already lost power for a whole day on Tuesday following the storm, and now they're lost power again. That includes Salesh Patel's deli.
We lost money. What I can do? It's everything no work, so it's no choice.
And even the post office here is closed. People who already have stamps on their mail or packages can hand it to them at the door, but they're not even open. And people aren't getting straight answers from Con Ed. One person told me they told him 11 p.m. tomorrow night the power would be restored. We still don't have any answers from Con Ed as to what the cause in this area is of the power outage. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Middle Village.
Work continues all over the tri-state to restore service for hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses after Tropical Storm Isaias brought down power lines.
Of the 6,000 outages here in Montclair alone, PSEG says about 85% of that will be restored by tonight. So the rest have to still wait it out. The OEM here warning because of new rains that are coming in today, be careful if you have an outside generator. That creates a major electrocution or shock problem with those rains. Now, Carl is pretty worn out with no power and now is dealing with a gas line repair in his block here.
They were slated to do some sort of work all week, and there are advisories on telling us that the gas might be turned off.
Now, one of the two town pools in Montclair remains closed until tomorrow after a large tree went flying into the deep end on Tuesday. Nearby Milburn, they have charging stations set up for cell phones at the public library and the Bauer Community Center. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds. In Montclair.
We expect Governor Cuomo to announce today if schools can reopen around the state. Even if schools are allowed to welcome back students, parents may opt for remote learning. Under the guidelines laid out by the governor, it appears schools in all regions should be given the go-ahead. Last month, he said, if the virus is under control, we open. This is also the day that parents in New York City must notify the Department of Education if they are choosing full-time distance learning. If and when schools reopen, state guidelines say everyone must wear a mask and practice social distancing. Classrooms will be cleaned regularly. Screening tests will be administered and contact tracing will be in place. In New York City schools, if they are back in session next month, it'll be all work and little play. The Public School Athletic League has sent out word that the fall season is on hold. The PSAL says the health and safety of student-athletes is the top priority. It says sports program will return when it is safe. Fall sports include football, cross-country, soccer, and girls' swimming, volleyball, tennis, and golf. The big day is Sunday for Ashley and Israel. Ashley Isaacs and Israel Reches will tie the knot right here on 1010 Wins. Ashley is a frontline nurse. Israel is in remission from stage 4 cancer. They're still taking precautions to protect Israel's health. And Ashley says that means the ceremony will be small.
We love our family. We love our friends. They were with us and supported us through our most challenging times. And now that we want to celebrate, we want them there with us, and we can't. And that is killing us. You know, it's hard. I mean, even my grandmother can't make it. And that's just breaking my heart.
You can hear them exchange vows live here on 1010 Wins this Sunday at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.